All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Here's Will Anderson Jr. talking about what he is working on this training camp.
Yeah, man, right now my biggest one is just my jab swipe and my stab club. Those are the kind of two that I really just been wanting to work on, man. Just adding a little bit more finesse to my game, been in the corner just a little bit more. So that's kind of just like help. Daniil's been helping me with that. After practice, before practice, Coach Rod has been doing a great job. So I'm excited. I can't wait.
All right, so he's working on everything all the time, Seth. That's what we love about Will Anderson Jr. He got a little football nerdy there for my tastes. Okay, so he said he's working on his jab swipe and stab club.
Yeah, it's okay. So Will, I don't want to try to explain this over the air without the aid of video, but ultimately, what he's talking about really is. He is a speed to power type of pass rusher. You think about just get upfield and then turn it into a bull rush. That's where he's probably at his most dangerous. So what you need to do is build off of that to the point where when guys are anticipating that and trying to account for your power, that they get caught just, you know, bracing for the power and then you dust them. And that's where he made a lot of progress last year. He's just got to refine a lot of that. And it's cool because you can kind of see it when you go from his first few games his rookie year to the playoffs last year. He's starting to find that rhythm to where he sets guys up and he can anticipate when guys overcommit. And then you just leave them, you know, leaving flailing at air. And he's done a great job with that. I think and having Daniil Hunter as an influence is huge. You know, sometimes having veteran leaders as teachers can be overrated because not a lot of guys are actually all that good at doing it, or there some guys just flat out don't care. I think for Will to see Daniil and the way he operates, it reminds me of like when David Carr went to the Giants and saw how Eli Manning went about his business. You wish that David Carr could have had that early in his career. That, okay, it's one thing the coaches are telling you, you got to do it this way, you got to do it that way. But when you see a guy who's one of the most accomplished pass rushers of the last decade doing it and you watch the way he operates, it's really easy to just try to emulate that. And aside from the actual book learning you get from him, just the process of working at it.
Okay, so that's two things we need to put in the big book of Caserio questions for next week.
Yeah.
Is one, you have to ask him about your D'Amico Belichick comp from having read the Belichick book. You have to. It's non-negotiable. You have to ask him about that.
It's on my Google Doc of questions to ask Caserio.
The second one, you just talking that through with what Daniil's meant to Will, is I do wonder, like, when Caserio does not make big splashes in free agency, right? We know that.
Yeah.
The big contracts he's given out, other than Daniil, have been to guys who have been in the building already, not guys outside the building. I wonder if there's part of it, especially for someone who looks at things very analytically like Caserio does, that part of the value you're getting in giving Daniil Hunter $24 million, now $36 million in his third year that they just extended him, is whatever the incremental bump is that the impact he's having on Will Anderson. I think it's undeniable. Yeah. Will says it himself. Will can't go a press conference without mentioning how closely he works with Daniil Hunter and what he's meant to him. I think not only with the physical tools, but he's talked about how Daniil Hunter has really helped kind of where Will can completely get off the page, you know, emotionally sometimes, just super hyped up, is that Will has been an appropriately calming influence for him, you know?
Well, when you look at, in the press conference yesterday, somebody asked a question of what excites you about this team or what do you get excited about? And Will gave a very animated answer. And my thought was the real question is, what doesn't excite you, Will? What do you not get excited about? Hey, Will, how do you feel about libraries? Oh, my gosh, the architecture. It's incredible. There's just sometimes I walk into a library and I'm just overwhelmed with all the choices. I defy you to find something Will Anderson can't get excited about.
Will Anderson, what do you think of Brussels sprouts? Oh, man, when you put breading on a Brussels sprout, oh, man. Oh. You're right. I don't think there's anything.
How do you feel about the DMV, Will? Oh, they got this automated system where it tells you which window to go to. You know, sometimes you get there and just, it's really cool.
You know, sometimes I like just standing in line because you get to talk to a lot of people. You know, you talk to a lot of people in line. I get to meet a lot of new people. Will Anderson is that's a great one. Will Anderson is the one human being who could probably find redeeming value in the old school DMV with no computers.
With Will, I just – look, I was not a pass rusher. I was a run stuffer. I'm not comparing myself to Will Anderson, the football player. But yeah. There is an element of sometimes, yeah, when you're an overly excitable guy – you got to consciously figure out how to kind of slow things down at times.
Yeah.
And you go back to Will in his rookie year, he probably could have had 5 or 6 extra sacks where you could tell he was so hyped up right before he got to the quarterback.
Settle down, bro.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to slow down and let the game come to you. And having Danielle Hunter, who's the ultimate, he looks like a Buddhist monk almost out there at times. The way he's like he's doing Tai Chi as opposed to Kung Fu.
Yep.
That Will having that kind of calming influence is probably really good for him.
I want to make sure we get to this before we get out because this is what I teased into the segment. The text came from Mr. Optimistic. Said, "Hey, Sean, Will Anderson Jr. mentioned that Daryl Taylor is a freak. Keep your eyes out for him today. I'd love your insight on it." All right, here is the cut he's talking about from Will Anderson Jr., talking about his new teammate, Daryl Taylor.
Yeah, for me, he's a freak, man. Like, he can go out there and rush, set edges, man, get off the rock, and that's what you have to have in this type of defense. And, man, he brings all the juice, and I can't wait to see him spin, man. He's a great addition for us, man. He's going to be a really big help for us this year.
So that's Will's – just real quick, Seth, that's Will.
Yeah.
I will say this. When I was – you know, just watching practice yesterday, and you're watching different positions, and I'm like, oh, who is 52? He looks big and rangy. Like, who is that guy? And it's Daryl Taylor, who they signed for 1 year, $5 million from the Bears.
He's very, very intriguing because there's a potential that I think he might have been in a scheme mismatch when he was a younger player in Seattle. He showed a lot of flashes.
Yeah.
But he's the classic guy, kind of like Jason Babin back in the day. When you take him out of a 3-4 type of defense and just let him put his hand in the dirt and go, it unlocked something for Jason Babin after he left Houston, ironically enough.
Yeah, he's
our fellow Gen
dude.
Gen Xers and Boomers, when he said he can't wait to watch him spin, I know your first thought is, oh, spin move? No, it's a DJ analogy. You know, like spin like a DJ. It's a metaphor, yeah.
I love that. All right, folks starting to get to the field here. The sun is officially up here at the Methodist Training Center. Day 2 of Texans training camp out here today. Hopefully it's as crisp as day 1, Seth. A lot of run game action yesterday and a lot of short passing game. You'd like that short game yesterday, my friend.
In the No, we'll get into that tomorrow. I need to see it for 2 days in a row. Look, so far the Texans are undefeated. So there you go.
Undefeated.
They'll remain undefeated for some weeks now.
Thumbs up. Yes. And the Astros are undefeated since the Texans started training camp. So there's that. We're off to the salad days of Houston sports here. Antibodies to you, my friend.
Antibodies and spin moves to you, Sean.
Thank you, sir. That is the great Seth C. Payne. I am Sean Pendergast. We are out of time.